Many, many years ago, in far-off Switzerland, there lived a magic sorcerer. You know, in those days, there were no sinks with water, no easy faucets to turn on. If anyone wanted water, he had to go and fetch it. But the magic sorcerer would just command a piece of furniture to do his bidding. And a bucket, for instance, would magically go running away and then return with all the water that the sorcerer needed. One day, Silly Henry, the boy who worked as an apprentice, sort of an assistant for the sorcerer, spied on his master so that he too could learn how to do magic. For he didn't want to do his own work. He thought he could make the furniture do it for him. Well, he heard the sorcerer saying, "Vroom, vroom, broom, sweep the room." So that's the secret, thought Silly Henry. The very next day, the sorcerer had to go to town. When he had gone, Silly Henry said to himself, "They call him the great magician. Great! I too am great as he, for I too can call upon imps and sprites to do whatever I bid." Then he said, "Voom, voom, broom, work for me. Fetch me water from the sea." The broom disappeared, and a few moments later returned with a big bucket of water and dumped the water all over the floor. "Bravo, thou faithful broom, thou bustling broom," cried Silly Henry. But the broom kept bringing more and more water. Poor Henry said, "Back again, and again, and yet again. Stop! This pailful completes thy work. The room is filled. Thou impish broom, stop, stop, I say. I command you to stop." The whole house was soon flooded. "Stop," cried the sorcerer's apprentice. "I'll drown." But the water kept rising higher and higher and higher. Poor Henry split the broom in two with an axe. But both pieces of the broom returned with even more water. "Demons, thou art two and double thy impish work," said Henry. "The flood increases. The water covers me. Master, master of masters, come quickly. I am a poor, helpless creature. The sprite I called will not obey." Just then, the magic sorcerer came home. "What have you done?" he shouted. "I ought to let you drown, you silly boy. You are not a sorcerer." Then the sorcerer clapped his hand and said, "Broom, to thy corner as of old. See, I make sprites do as they are told." both parts of the broom were joined together and went back into the corner. And all the water disappeared.